This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This live edition of Free Talk Live, it's Mark in the front seat with
Chris Cantwell.
That's right. We're giving Ian a night off. He's actually going to be doing the Sunday show with me. Now that Stephanie's gone, and he has to have some night of the week off, so he's taking Wednesdays.
Oh, that's good. I thought he had like a nervous breakdown or something, was out running in the streets naked and just couldn't get him on the air.
Yeah, he doesn't do that from nervous breakdowns, usually some kind of psychotic episode or something. So, anyway, we've got quite a bit of show prep lined up for you, but you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about at 855-450-3733. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We provide a forum, a venue for you to talk about whatever is important to you. And, of course, we've got opinions, especially if it comes to government stuff. We're going to have opinions on it. If it comes to sports, I probably am not going to have much of an opinion.
Not much of an opinion.
I'll try to develop one, though, as quick as I can. So 855-450-3733 or Skype, which we are username lrn.fm, and you can use that, and the audio quality is really quite good. So, Cantwell, I've noticed that the net neutrality has come up again. And this is a really interesting topic where you can really split Liberty folks down the middle because – on one end, you have the corporations, the evil corporations, which are out to get us.
Man.
And on the other end, you have the government, which is going to save us from the corporations, as though that has ever happened.
Yeah, I find it kind of hysterical, and it drives me nuts every time this comes up, because it's one of those things that, you know, I get most of my news from my social media feeds, right? I'm looking at Twitter, I'm looking at Facebook, and pretty much all of the time, those feeds are pretty constantly filled with consistent libertarian thought, you know? And net neutrality is one of these things that sort of splits that herd for some reason.
People, yes, it does.
People really have it in their heads that somehow the government is going to protect them from the corporations in this particular instance for whatever reason. It's that and like GMO foods are like the two things that I see that with, you know, they're going to force them to label foods, and now they're going to force internet service providers to, you know, provide a certain type of content, and it just drives me absolutely out of my mind to see it.
Yeah, to some extent, the market already labels GMO foods, right? Because if you want non-GMO foods, specifically specific types of GMO types of food, for instance, corn, you know, grains, basically, if you want your grains to be non-GMO, you better look for a non-GMO label. Because the non-GMO is going to certainly label themselves, and the GMOs are certainly not.
I'm not even sure that they can actually label. I think that that's part of the problem, is that they can't actually label them non-GMO, but they say organic, right? Which is, you know, is supposed to imply that, but sort of even doesn't. Like, basically, if you have, like, soy or something in your food, it's basically almost always GMO, is my understanding of it. You know, there's a certain number of ingredients that you'll always see. I think there's actually a law preventing them from saying that it's non-GMO food.
That's a real problem, then.
I never see it, and it's one of these things, you know, with the GMO thing, it's like, yeah, okay, well, maybe we should stop the government from preventing people from saying these things, or, you know, and instead of having the government force other companies to say something else. And in the case of net neutrality, if you're listening at home and you're not familiar with the issue, I mean, the idea here is basically that there is, I think it sort of came up because, like, Netflix and YouTube and certain, like, video streaming outfits wanted, like, a fast lane to users' homes, you know, and that's sort of a pretty reasonable request. If you've got streaming video, it would stand to reason that, like, hey, if I can pay more, can I get my content to their house faster than, you know, the HTML webpage that's going to load a couple of animated GIFs or something like that? It makes sense that they just require that speed in certain instances. You know, here I've got Time Warner Cable. I've got a 75 megabit download. I have no trouble watching Netflix or anything like that. But if you've got a slower DSL connection or something like that, you might want that. So There were lawsuits about this, and basically there's an effort to prevent them from even having the capacity to do that, because the idea being that, you know, the corporations will favor certain types of web traffic over others. And of course, the idea that the advocates of central economic planning are pushing is that the federal government will regulate this and decide what can and cannot be fast laned or blocked, you know, to your internet connection. But I've never had an internet service provider block a website from me. The only time I've ever not been able to reach a website, dum dum dum, when the government comes and shuts the website down, or when somebody didn't pay their bill, of course.
So when it comes to when you're logging on to some new website that you know doesn't have a lot of traffic to it, it generally takes longer than some website that you like Facebook or something like that. You know, like Facebook owns half the internet and Google seems to have the other half, and the rest of us sort of run around in the internet's yard, you know, with no pants on or whatever. And it seems like when you go to these other sites, it's already slower. Is there some kind of throttling going on there?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, you know, basically, if you're a huge company like Google or Facebook, I mean, you're just going to buy top-notch everything, right? And, you know, if you're ChristopherCantwell.com and you're struggling to stay in the top half million websites on the planet, then, you know, you probably have a cheaper hosting plan, such as I have. So you might not have, you know, the fastest, greatest thing, or you might have, you know, a pretty fast thing that's just overloaded because you're getting a great deal of traffic, and we're a lot slower to upgrade our websites and our web hosting packages and stuff like that. So I'm not aware of any throttling going on in that case. I think, if I'm correct, the current court cases in the air are preventing that from happening, from giving anybody a fast lane or from giving anybody a slow lane. Right now, I don't believe that there's a situation that they can have slow or fast lanes on the internet based on the type of content that you're producing. That's not my understanding of it.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that would be the case either. I mean, obviously the government can shut you down if they want to shut you down, but you know, it doesn't seem like the content really matters. That's what people are worried about, though. And I mean, I can see why they're worried. The claim is there's some kind of regulation now, and that without net neutrality, that regulation's going to go away somehow. I'm not exactly sure how that is. And it's going to be bad, bad, bad. Because I think that everybody's comfortable with what we have today.
I'm certainly comfortable with the internet of today. I mean, you know, I there's things that I would like to improve about it, don't get me wrong, but my access to the internet is excellent. I mean, the only thing that I could see, you know, an internet service provider doing is blocking something like torrents or something like that, things that open them up to legal liabilities. Because what happens is when you get like a DMCA notice or what I you usually won't get a DMCA notice at your house, but like the internet service provider will get one, right? So I worked at an internet service provider. We were a data center. And so we would host co-locations, we would host dedicated servers, we were a web hosting company, and sometimes people would use our network for nefarious purposes. When the legal threats came, they didn't go to our users, the legal threats came to us. And so we would have to respond to our users on the basis of having a legal threat levied against us. So if you're worried about, say, your internet service provider blocking you from using torrents or sending out certain types of advertisements or engaging in certain probing of networks or whatever it is that you think that your internet service provider might be anxious to prevent you from doing, really, the only reason they're ever going to do that is because the government is going to be threatening your internet service provider. These are all the results of legal threats. They're worried about ending up in a courtroom being sued by a content producer or a copyright holder. And so they're going to send you a letter and say, hey, we're going to cut your internet connection off if you don't stop torrenting, you know, Adobe Photoshop and all these copyrighted programs and the newest movie that just came out.
Let's talk to Brett about it. He wants to talk about net neutrality. Brett, where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from Des Moines, Iowa.
Great. So what's on your mind?
Well, I guess every time this net neutrality topic comes up, people, you know, rightfully so, they like to argue these different the problems with government stepping in and regulating things, which I agree would be a problem, and it's completely unnecessary. The reason that we're in this situation is because the government grants local monopolies, essentially. I mean, every major city or minor city in the country you go to, you have one cable company and you have one telecom provider. And those usually are your only two choices. And that's not the free market at work. That's an artificial constraint put into place by local governments. So
now, that's true in some cases, and it's not true in others. I think as the metro gets larger, it's more likely to be true. Of course, that's where all the people live, is the larger metros. But as it gets smaller, in a lot of cases, it's just an economy of scale, and it's not worth internet service providers to more than one to be in an area. Brett, I'm going to hold on to you here. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. We've been talking about net neutrality this evening. By the way, it's Mark with you.
Cantwell.
Yes, and Ian, who is lurking about, wanted me to specify that he's not that he's taking all Wednesdays off. He's taking this Wednesday off, and he's going to kind of float around and take off different days. Anyway.
It'll be good to have him back next week.
Hopefully. Yeah, it's. I think it's a great idea what he's doing. He's going to be on Sundays and then take off whatever day during the week works for him, the same way that I take Fridays off. So 603-513-2222. I'm giving out like the hotline number. That would not be very helpful to anybody.
Oh, no, don't
there.
Do that.
No. So, excuse me, 855-450-FREE. Is it an ISIS crisis or just more hype? Antiwar.com has the answers. Antiwar.com has the facts. Antiwar.com has the readership. What Antiwar.com doesn't have is a pot of gold. The war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media. All AnnieWar.com has is you. The AnnieWar.com staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay. They're committed to keeping the website up with the best of the worst of all the bad news, but they can't do it for free. They can't do it without you. They need your donation. Please go to AnnieWar.com and donate today or call, give them a call. They'll proudly and gladly take your bitcoins if you're a Bitcoin billionaire. If you have any bitcoins, they'll take them. AnnieWar.com/donate because war is the health of the state. We're talking about net neutrality, and let's go back to Brett. Brett's calling in from Des Moines, and he was saying that essentially – Brett, let me see if I get this right, that essentially we have, because the major metros in the United States only allow certain cable companies and certain phone providers to basically give us internet, that's really the problem, that there's no competition in the marketplace, and that's why the government makes the problem and then claims it has to solve it.
That's correct. And so what we're really talking about here, and everybody likes to use Netflix as the example, which is a great example, If you had choice between, you know, instead of two ISPs, five or six or 10, then the problem solves itself eventually, because obviously as consumers, we flock to whoever provides the best service for what we want to use it for, whether it's Netflix or whether it's gaming or whether it's checking your Facebook. You know, when you have more players in the market, this becomes a complete non-issue, and instead of having government and the FCC try to step in to regulate things, which you and I both know how that would turn out, you know, I really feel that just deregulating it and letting more players come into each market, that'll solve the problem. I guess I fail to see how it can get much more complicated than that.
I definitely tend to agree with you there. I would say that we have a little bit more competition in internet service providers than seems to be portrayed. I mean, we do have really fast wireless service now. I mean, you could get a Verizon hotspot. You can get my cell phone acts as a hotspot. I've got the Straight Talk plan from Walmart, and I'm on AT&T towers. I've got 4G internet access,
well,
and it's unlimited.
I get what you're saying with that, but the problem with 4G is that all the providers have, you know, data caps, and it, you know, you stream one movie and you're done for the month, so that's not really a solution. In most cases,
but you know, we do have some amount of choice, right? And so when people are talking about saying, well, we've got this problem because of the government-granted monopoly, if they see that they can't get rid of the government-granted monopoly, which in most cases, as you mentioned, is not a monopoly but a duopoly at the very least. You've got your Verizon and you've got your cable company in most metro areas now, right? As a matter of fact, one of the things I had written an article previously when the Supreme Court was trying to block the Comcast-Time Warner merger, right? That they were saying, well, if you allow these companies to merge, you're going to have a situation where there's no competition, and so that we can't allow this to happen because they'll have a monopoly. And, like, you know, the court just sort of seemed to neglect to realize that these companies already had basically monopolies over the services that they provided in the areas that they provide them, and then merging only meant that they had bigger territories.
Well, again, when it comes to that, I mean, now we're kind of getting off topic, but when it comes to that actual situation, that does affect what we're calling net neutrality, because if they're a bigger company, if they have more negotiating power with providers such as Netflix, they, you know, like, so because they also provide content, the cable companies, they provide video content. So to them, they see services such as Netflix or Hulu or YouTube as competitors. So they're less likely to agree to better peering relationships with between their networks and things like that. And if the company was, if they were to merge, that gives them double the power that they individually have now. So I mean, I agree, I get what people are saying when it comes to that. But you know, I'm kind of ranting now. But
well, I've got to say the net neutrality conversation is a complicated one. I tend to, you know, my eyes tend to glaze over at some point when people are talking about it. And thanks for the call, appreciate it, Brett. But I think it's important because it affects the vast majority of people in the United States, and it's difficult to know sort of who's on the right side and not on the right side. I'm just always leery of the government coming to save me, and really that's true either on the side of GMO labeling or on the side of net neutrality. Let's go to Glenn in Philadelphia. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, Glenn.
What's on your mind?
Well, I call about other stuff, but since you're on the net neutrality, don't forget, with Time Warner as a separate company before being subsumed by Comcast, Comcast, Verizon, Time Warner, yes, they may have market monopolies within their regions, but don't forget, they also compete on the stock exchange. So when you have a merger like that, it cuts out another, you know, competitor from the stock exchange. So, yes, it does, like, synergistically increase the monopoly. Also, what we need the FCC to control the internet so that the internet can be managed as efficiently as Soviet era farming.
We just need a 5-year plan.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we need. What I called about, I also wanted to make the distinction between organic and GMO. They have nothing.
Oh, good. Save us on that one.
Yeah. Organic has to do with the way, you know, things like the soil, fertilizer, and chemicals with which the food is treated. And according to the Federal Trade Commission, an abysmally small percentage of the product need be organic before the word organic can be slapped on there. So we have these big, organic departments and like huge stores like Wegmans and stuff like that. And they're increasing the number of organic items, but precious little of those products may be organic. And they're really for people with more money than brains. GMO is a huge issue because it has to do with the genetics of the seeds, the plants, bulbs, tubers, whatever the plant is produced from. Some of these things have some notably deleterious effects, and I would suggest that people can sometimes people have trouble with digesting them. And if you look at some of the animal studies, they produce some pretty bad effects in terms of sterilizing rats and things like that. It doesn't hurt to take probiotics and enzyme supplements to assist with digestion. And,
thanks for the call, Glenn. Appreciate it. You can give us a call, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
Ian is off this evening, and that means we can do what we want. You can also call in on the Skype line, lrn.fm. I want to tell you about the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Bitcoin's still on the rise, and to prove it to you, you can head on over to the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin on March the 28th and 29th in 2015, loaded with the best and the brightest speakers, the latest exhibitions on Bitcoin, as well as hosting the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. This was a huge deal the last time, and they gave out a lot of money to different companies and really kicked off, I think four companies came out of their hackathon. They've even invited the entire Texas legislature to allow them to see firsthand that not enacting complicated regulations encourages innovation and job creation. The Texas Bitcoin Conference is going to prove that Bitcoin is a force for good. If you're knee-deep in Bitcoin or just interested, this is the place to be. On March the 28th and 29th, along with the kickoff event on the 27th, right now they're doing they're even doing a white paper call if you've got an idea that may make this community grow. Free Talk Live was there last year, and it's a phenomenal Bitcoin event. I thought it was wonderful, and we're excited to be part of it again in 2015. Head on over to TexasBitcoinConference.com to get tickets, details about all the ways that you can be a part of the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. You don't want to miss it. It's TexasBitcoinConference.com. So Well, the net neutrality thing, I think is interesting. I think that's what is most interesting about it is that they think they're just going to change this without legislation. That sort of the executive's going to go make an end run around the legislator on this, and that's a real problem.
They're sort of trying to get the FTC and FCC to step in and sort of handle this, and just, hey, we don't need to have your elected representatives even handle this. As you know, not that I think that they're any better at doing things like that. But they're just going to do it through whatever regulatory authority they feel that they've already been handed by whatever act was passed however long ago that gives them jurisdiction over every aspect of our miserable lives.
But I think that another thing that's really getting sort of overlooked is how millennials are faring in this economy, because it's been kind of rough for them, been quite rough for them. I wonder if they even know what a good economy looks like in some cases.
What counts as a millennial now? Like, if you are coming into your adolescence,
I would have to look up the exact number, but I think basically if you're born in the mid-80s on, you're essentially a millennial, and then something after that, you're...
I just missed it.
Is that so? I'm a full-on Gen X on my side, but... I don't know. I mean, I'm not exactly sure what a millennial is as far as the age bracket goes, but it's a young person who reached adulthood around the year 2000. And they're also calling them Generation Y because this is Generation X, which I think is really insulting to call a generation, Generation Y because the previous one was called Generation X. Not acceptable.
Not acceptable and not very creative either. It's just you're Generation 3.
Yeah, right. You know. So I'm wondering what they're going to... My son is 6 years old. He's not a millennial. He's going to be whatever's after millennials. I mean, what is he, Generation Z? I mean, what is that going to be? I think they have to get a little older for us to know.
And then it'll be, what, Z1 and Z2? Come on, get creative. Whoever makes up these names, you suck.
Well, the millennial thing isn't, I mean...
The millennial makes sense.
Yeah, it's not going out on a limb. But
the Generation X, Y, Z, like, really?
Yeah, I think that they were just... Generation Y was a placeholder until the real name came along.
Okay. That's how I feel about it.
But here from the economic collapse blog, which I, I like some of the stuff they write about. The 24 things that have millennials screaming mad about our unfair economy. Number one, the current savings rate for millennials is -2%.
That's, I guess, taking into account the rate of inflation.
No, it's taking into account that they borrow a lot of money. They have to borrow a lot of money.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought you were talking about, like, the interest rate on the bank account. I was like, is there going to have negative interest rates on your bank account?
I think it was year 2005 that the entire savings rate for everybody in the United States was, like, -5.
Right. It's the rate at which they're saving money as opposed to I was thinking of the interest rate on their savings accounts. No. So yeah, they're borrowing a lot more money than they're saving. It's only -2%? Is it actually that low?
Yeah. I mean, well, there's probably some good savers out there among them, and not everybody went out and got a useless college degree.
Yeah, that's actually, like, encouraging news. I thought that all of these idiots had, like, taken out hundreds of thousands of dollars in student loans to, like, study, I don't know, gender studies or some nonsense like this that had no hope of getting them a career.
Well, also, many of them are living at home. So if your parents are paying for your college dorm and you're taking out everything you've got for college loans, you're certainly going to spend more than you make. But if you can go out and you can get a job and live at home when you do it, I mean, if you've got a generation of people that are living at home, then it's not this stigma, right? So if I was 25 years old, I remember we had a friend who was 28 years old who lived at home with his parents, and this would have been 1988 or so. And we made fun of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, for living at home with his parents. And, I didn't, but I think everybody else did. I thought, well, what a good gig. I thought it was kind of interesting that at the same time that he could leave and did not. But, I thought it was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But if you've got a whole generation.
Some time ago, that there was, like, a lot of stigma behind that. But, like, now you can, like, be 35 and live with your parents and get laid. Like, I can't believe.
I'm of the opinion that if it isn't – if it, it if it wasn't for coupling, I probably would have never left the house in the first place. Like there was a woman there who would cook me food, reasonably clean up after me, do my laundry. You know, it was a pretty awesome gig. That's obviously, as I got older, that probably would have changed to some extent. But
all of a sudden, you started to want more from a woman. Mom wasn't going to provide
Mom wasn't
that.
Wasn't going to do it. So number two here, a survey conducted earlier this year found that 47% of all millennials are using at least half of their paychecks to pay off debt. So speaking to this debt thing again, I don't think these people can afford anything. They can just afford enough to go out and drink and then come back, collapse into their parents' bed, their bed at their parents' house, and wake up with a hangover and go and do it all over again.
Half on debt, half on booze, and then let's just see if this situation improves over time.
Yeah, this is great for your liver.
Well, that's okay, because now Obamacare is going to take care of their liver. I mean, they could just go drink themselves to death, and then they'll tax the liver out of a healthy person who is responsible and give it to the young.
You know, with these kind of situations, though, they're liable to try to commit suicide or something. You know, Obamacare is not going to fix that.
Well, you know, that's why they have to outlaw suicide, because, I mean, if you have people killing themselves, then that's going to really screw up the tax base. And if you can't have healthy young people paying into the system, then how are we going to take care of these sick old people?
Number three, for U.S. households that are headed up by someone under the age of 40, average wealth is still about 30% below what it was back in 2007. So for those that are living on their own, they are scraping by compared to what people in 2007 were making and what it was like for them.
I'm surprised that I can't say that I'm terribly surprised, but I'm sort of surprised that the decline is that rapid, right? I mean, you'd think that, you know, there's a lot of terrible things that have been going on in this economy for quite a bit of time, but really just in the last 7 years it's tanked that bad. It's sickening, man.
It's a mess. Let's go to Kasha calling in from Wilmington. Kasha, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, a lot of different things.
What'd you call in about?
Maybe you can think about it during the commercial break, because it doesn't sound like Kasha has her thoughts together.
Yeah, let us know what you want to talk about here, Kasha. You can give us a call, too, at 855-450-3733.
Maybe you take some notes first.
And also you could do that, or Skype, lrn.fm. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
You can give us a call, talk about what's on your mind on this live edition of Free Talk Live, or you can call us on Skype. Our username's LRN. That's LRN as in Liberty Radio Network. LRN.FM. What we've been talking about this evening is, GMO foods, net neutrality, and now we're talking about the 24 reasons that millennials are screaming mad about our unfair economy.
Yeah, and they seem to have a good reason to be. I mean, I don't think I quite qualify as a millennial. I was very early 80s, like 1980, right there. So I guess I don't qualify as a millennial. I'm on the edge of Generation X. Is that what that?
I guess it is. It's kind of interesting that the band, it's a Billy Idol band called Generation X, that after which our generation is named, I believe. And there may be other stories behind it, but I certainly remember a band by Billy Idol. It was called Gen X, and it was. It'd be interesting the fact that this band existed before you were born, and you're still part of that. You'd think that'd be the ending point of it, or something like that, because you'd have to be alive to hear the band. So anyway, going on here with the. But before we do, I want to tell you real quick about the Free Talk Live's Weekly Digest. Now, if you listen to Free Talk Live on podcast, and you know that there's a lot of content generated. We do 21 hours a week of live radio. That shrinks down to about 14 hours a week when you pull the ads out of it of content for the podcast. And you've got to have – this is a pretty high commitment level to be able to listen to 2 hours a day of Free Talk Live. Well, there's a solution for you. That's the Free Talk Live Weekly Digest. You can go to freetalklive.com, and on the left-hand side of the page, you can scroll down just a little bit. You'll see this list of listen and share under listen and share. And there you can sign up for the RSS feed for FTL's Weekly Digest, or that's the podcast, the really simple server. Or you can go to our SoundCloud page, which will, there's a link there for that too. And you can sign up there too. So we've tried to make it easy for you.
That's a handy thing, I think.
Indeed.
Because it is a lot of commitment to
Yeah, it's a good way to catch up, too. A lot of people feel like, well, I can't listen to Free Talk Live anymore. I'm behind. Well, just listen to the weekly podcast. It'll get you about, it's about 90 minutes, I believe, is what they shrink 14 hours down to.
Yeah, so. And if you listen to enough of it, then we can start telling inside jokes, and you'll actually get them because you'll have been listening to the show.
Indeed. Yeah. And thanks so much to Benjamin for doing that. It's his project, and if you do listen to it, throw him some Bitcoin. He'd love that. Going on, the 24 reasons. In 2005, the home ownership rate for U.S. households headed up by somebody under the age of 35 was approximately 43%. So that's the home ownership rate for people under the age of 35 was 43%. I was one of those people. I thought it was a good idea. Back then, you know, there was a time in recent history when it was a good idea to home a home. You know, you didn't have all the problems, and there was compared to how much it was worth. These days, I tend to wonder.
Yeah, I don't. I do not own my home. I'm about to move again. I'm just moving not even 2 miles away, I don't think. But there's some upsides to not owning a home. You can just pick up and go. And if you don't like a situation, then you get up and you leave it. If you own your home, then, you know, you're sort of stuck with this thing and a whole gang of debt hanging over your head and leveraging credit and whatnot. And there's a lot of downsides to that.
Yeah, I feel like
liabilities.
I'm a homeowner now, and I feel like you need to sort of have a good reason to own a home. If the reason you're owning a home is because, well, they told me to, that's not a good reason. It's a crappy reason to own a home.
Yeah.
If you're, I don't know, you would get a sound studio and you don't want to be too close to, don't want to be right next to people in an apartment or something like that, but you could just rent a place and put together a sound studio.
Yeah, that's what I did.
If you have a big giant dog the size of a camel or something like that, you might need your own place. If you want to do some serious gardening, these kind of things. There might be some good reasons, but I think you should have a better reason than, they said it was a good idea to have a home. Well, the mortgage brokers, real estate agents, and the other people, and, the pool companies and all the people that want you to own a home think it's a good idea for you to own a home.
All the people who make money from you buying a house think it's a good idea for you to own a home? That's amazing.
Yeah, it certainly is. Think about all the repair people, all the costs of a home. I'm not sure that it's the greatest thing in the world.
I rather like it when something like goes wrong in my house and I call somebody else and it's their problem.
Yeah, indeed. So anyway, the number of people that own a home is under the age of 35 is down more than 10%, or about 10%. So number five, one recent survey discovered that an astounding 31.1%, I thought this was an amazing number, of adults in the 18 to 34 age bracket are currently living with their parents. So there you go. One third of millennials are living at home with their parents.
That, I don't know. We talked about that before. That seemed like a good bit for a little while there, but if they're doing it because they're, not having other options, then that's obviously a terribly negative thing.
Yeah.
I was in that position not too long ago. I mean, I had some employment issues and went back with, mom and dad, and it was a source of shame for me, right? And it's not even like looked down upon in society as much as it used to be. There's not nearly the stigma behind it, but it was not the most comfortable of situations.
I would agree with you, and I think that there's advantages to it. And as it becomes more socially acceptable, I think that it would be less of a problem. It certainly depends on your situation with your parents. But it kind of, for me, brings up another question. Exactly when is it that you're moving back in with your parents versus they're moving in with you? What's the define it for me? Because my mother, comes up and stays with us about half the year so that she can hang out with my grandson. And, she might as well. Why does she want to be in some big place down in Florida where without folks to talk to? And she can be up at our house with folks to talk to. Certainly, she helps with the bills when she's up. Am I living with my mother? The answer is yes. I am living with my mother.
Yeah, living with but we get the connotation here, right? having mom come over as a guest in your home is quite a different experience than I'm SOL, mom. Can I come sleep there and eat your food?
I'm happy to eat her food. If she leaves food about, I will eat it. Going on with number six of the 24 reasons millennials are screaming mad about our unfair economy. At this point, the top 0.1% of all Americans have about as much wealth as the bottom 90% of all Americans combined. So needless to say, there aren't very many millennials in that top 0.1%. And this is the sort of the income disparity or the wealth disparity in this country. It's getting larger.
It is, and, you know, I'm not big on concern for wealth disparities. I think that some people are always going to be better off getting stuff than other people, and that's something that people need to sort of learn to deal with and just can their envy and stop complaining about people having stuff that they don't. But when you do have this, you know, ultra-small minority that is almost certainly very politically connected and is obtaining those benefits from the force of the state and through these central economic planning measures that they all claim are going to help these millennials get out of their debts.
Right, because trickle-down economics might or might not have worked if trickle-down economics was ever allowed to have worked. But what it was is, in fact, a ruse so that, you know, the wealthy could insert themselves in the trickle-down. They, you know, they'd allow the wealth to trickle down and then be the ones who would, you know, get the trickling. So that's a real problem.
They don't allow the trickle down to happen. They recycle the trickling.
Right.
And, I mean, I would also say real quick that trickle-down economics is a far cry from free market economics. And I sort of went into this, you know, you see that video of Hillary Clinton saying that businesses don't create jobs. You guys probably killed this the day that it happened on the radio, no?
What? There was the "you didn't build that" from Obama, and then the other one from Clinton where businesses don't create jobs.
Yeah.
And then somebody, I put it on the Facebook page, and then I actually had somebody comment, "Well, they don't." And, well, who the heck creates jobs then?
Yeah, and I had written on the subject, and what she does is she goes into saying, like, you know, oh, trickle-down economics, this has been tried, and, you know, trickle-down economics is not market economy, right? Trickle-down economics is sort of this idea that you're going to give these, you know, extraordinary benefits to the people at the top of the economic food chain, and that by giving those extraordinary benefits to them, that they are going to somehow benefit the rest of the economy by buying goods and services and that sort of thing. You know, when they're buying luxuries and couches and cars and everything like that, it's going to help manufacturing. That is not free market economics, where you leave the economy alone and people do what they do best, which is trade and redistribute things as they see fit according to everybody's needs and wants.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about the other, we're going down the list here of the 24 reasons why millennials are screaming mad about our unfair economy, and you can call us at 855-450-3733 on Free Talk Live.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.